98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
The Herm Edwards I prefer is jubilant and loud, working every room with an oversized personality. I just don't know where that guy has been for the past few months, and that is why the unraveling of the Sun Devils in 2021 makes me more sad than it does angry, and that's because I believe his football team checked out a long time ago in the wake of an NCAA investigation when ASU pulled the plug on three assistant coaches and then pulled Antonio Pierce off the road. I believe this football team had very little focus because they felt abandoned, because they received inferior coaching, because there was no we anymore, not at the level you need to win something special in the sport of football. I also feel sad because this pro model installed by Ray Anderson may have led to too much delegation, too much hood ornament coaching from Edwards, and the gaps in the program may have fueled whatever changed inside the program when they are alleged to have illegally hosted recruits in the midst of a pandemic, which is very brazen behavior. I am also sad because ASU recruiting seemed to be doing great before allegedly breaking the rules. It almost feels like Barry Bonds doing steroids. Why? You didn't need them, and look what it cost you. So, fire Herm Edwards. As his former agent, as a man who profited off of Edwards' career, I don't think Ray Anderson does that, but I fully suspect Herm will step down after this season, and the only question is whether he has one more shining moment at the Wildcats' expense.